Do you like pop culture happenings? Do you want to keep up with all the nerdy news? Well, then you're in the right channel. Just mash that subscribe button and click on the little bell, and you'll be notified every time we have another video available for you to watch. Let's jump right into the Nerd Brief for today. We're going to start with another streaming service, Apple Streaming Service. They are going the opposite way of most other streaming services, like Netflix and all those guys will push the envelope on their content. Apple's going the other way, and they are toning theirs down. They have already rejected Dr. Dre's new series, Vital Signs, and they're having all their other stuff toned down to make it more family-friendly, including Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston's new series, Hello Sunshine. So, yeah, and I think they even passed on Whitney Cummings' hashtag MeToo-based talk show because it was too sensitive of a project for them. So, Apple going the opposite direction of Netflix. They're not bringing in the questionable content or the edgy, darker content. They're going all sunshine, rainbows, and flowers. We'll find out March 2019 how successful they are with that idea. Most of those series that people like to watch are the edgier ones because otherwise you can just get it off of regular TV. So good luck, Apple. I hope it works for you. Everything else Apple touches seems to work, so I'm probably the one wrong here. We'll find out. If you watched Inside the Actor's Studio ever, the host, James Lipton, iconic. Dude is iconic for interviewing celebrities and actors, mostly actors since it's the Actor's Studio. He swore when he first started this venture that he would never do gossip. He only wanted to cover stuff dealing with the craft of acting. And he has stuck to that. And he's done very well. He gets a lot of great interviews. He's going to be stepping down. Mr. Lipton will no longer be the host of Inside the Actor's Studio. He released a statement. They're going to be using a rotating door of hosts from now on until they find one who fits the mold that they want. They are very dedicated to staying with that same idea that James Lipton had of no gossip. He's not trying to get you in an aha moment. He really just wants to interview you about the craft of acting. That's Inside the Actor's Studio. He's not there to try to catch them in some kind of scandal. He interviews them for acting. So they haven't announced who any of these other hosts are going to be. I'm kind of interested to see who they bring in and who they finally end up on. I really enjoyed Inside the Actor's Studio. You get to find out a lot about the actors. And it's just a really laid-back type of interview that I like to watch. So enjoy your retirement, Mr. Lipton. You deserve it. Anime people, you should be pretty happy. Well, if you like the edgy anime, which Goblin Slayer definitely is. It's Goblin Slayer has been knocked for its use of, all kinds of violence, sexual violence and physical violence in their show. It follows this girl who, she's known as Priestess. Her group gets attacked and they all get slaughtered, except for her, kind of, by these goblins. And then this dude named the Goblin Slayer steps in and saves her. And that's his only goal in life, is just to wipe out the goblin race. He just wants them all dead. It got picked up for another season. The promo's out now. The premiere is supposedly going to be on October 6th. So if you're a big fan of Goblin Slayer or just anime in general, be forewarned if you're not familiar with it. Goblin Slayer is pretty dark, pretty violent. So October 6th, you will be able to see the newest episodes of Goblin Slayer. Heather Clark, hi. Hey, Heather, how are you? Okay, today, Tuesday. Tuesdays are always the new Blu-ray release days. Today we're going to get Solo, a Star Wars story. This movie has gotten undue criticism. It is a really, really great Star Wars story. It's loaded with talent. I mean, you got Donald Glover, Emilia Clarke, the guy who plays Beckett, Woody Harrelson. It's just so action-packed. And on the Blu-ray, which comes out today, you can go pick... Well, I'll probably pick it up from... I don't want to name the store, which shall not be named. But everybody knows who I'm talking about, the big chain. I'll probably stop there and pick that up on the way into work. We will be getting a lot of deleted scenes, as you can see right here. Oh, you know what? Maybe I should share the screen so you can see what I'm talking about. Duh. That would help, huh, guys? Let me just minimize myself here in the corner. Why didn't you guys say something? You can't expect me to remember everything. There's that. We're going to minimize. Wait for it to catch up, and then now you can see what I'm talking about. Let me go back. I don't think I missed anything you guys need to see. You don't need to see a picture of the Apple CEO. There's a picture of James Lipton from inside the actor studio. And Goblin Slayer, there's really no pictures for you to see, so you didn't really miss anything. Let's go back to Solo. Okay, the deleted scenes. The one I'm really interested in is the Han Solo Imperial Cadet. He was, as you saw in the movie, he was enlisted in the Empire, even though he did it to escape capture. He actually was trying to become an Imperial pilot. Something happened and he kind of was failed out or kicked out of Imperial Flight School. That's how he became just a foot soldier on that mud planet. And I'm hoping we are going to get to see that scene of him getting kicked out and for what reason. That's the one I'm really looking forward to. The rest of these I'm sure are really good too. They probably had to cut them for time. Or maybe it just didn't help further the story. Doesn't mean they're not good scenes. I'll let you know after I pick this Blu-ray up today and watch it tonight. You guys can watch it too and let me know what you think. Staying in the vein of Star Wars, the new Star Wars cartoon, Star Wars Resistance, is not only going to get an anime series, it's getting a comic book. Star Wars Resistance is going to be more kiddie-friendly than Rebels or Clone Wars. It's drawn in an anime style. I don't have any pictures here. What happens is this is set, 6 months or so before The Force Awakens. Poe Dameron sends this group to a base called Colossus, if I can remember correctly. Yeah, Colossus, a space station that's used as a refueling. It's an inner space truck stop. That's where they stop, refuel, fix things, what have you. So he sends his pilot, Kaz, to go spy on the First Order because there wasn't much known about First Order at that time. He goes to this space station Colossus. They have a lot of big illegal racing going on there. He kind of brags about his piloting skills, and he gets pulled into some of these races while he's trying to spy and find out about the First Order. Star Wars Resistance comes out October 7th. Guess what? Another streaming service, Disney Channel. Disney owns everything now. So that'll be on Disney Channel. The comic book, I don't see who's going to publish it. It's really kind of weird right now. Marvel, since Disney owns Marvel, they publish most of the Star Wars stuff. Except for Star Wars Adventures, which is the kiddie stuff. That's done under IDW Publishing. So it doesn't show here which publishing company is going to be getting this new Star Wars Resistance comic book. It doesn't say how much it's going to follow or lend to the series either, or if it's just going to be using those characters inside adventures. Don't know. Don't see it, and I looked on other sites, and I can't find that information. So just be happy in the fact that you're going to get a comic book for Resistance and a anime TV show. Some sad news for Star Wars. Star Wars producer Gary Kurtz died at the age of 78. He is the producer of the original Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. As you can see, he also did some work on American Graffiti, The Dark Crystal, and Return to Oz. All of these are great movies he was a producer on. He had been diagnosed with cancer, had been living with it for over a year, living in North London over there in England. Yeah, like I said, those are very iconic movies he helped produce. And we're sad to see him go. Rest in peace, Gary Kurtz. Valiant Comics. Valiant's been pushing to get into the top three pretty heavily for a while now. They've tried everything. They've sponsored Vans Warped Tour. They've done all kinds of events. And they just can't seem to break that through that barrier there. Well, at New York Comic Con, you're going to get to see some Valiant exclusives. Valiant has a 5-picture deal with Sony. The first one of those movies is going to be right here, Mr. Bloodshot. He is going to be the first movie. And in the movie, Vin Diesel's playing him. If you go online and look up Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe, it's a little web series, you will see that Jason David Frank plays Bloodshot in that little web series and does a killer job. So yeah, October 4th to 7th, if you're going to be at New York City Comic Con, you can go over here to booth 1635. You're going to have previews of Bloodshot Rising Spirit 1, which you see here. Livewire, who is a bad character villain. I can got a picture of her down here. This is Livewire. I'll show you more of her later. Anyway, you'll get the Livewire number 1 and The Life and Death of Toyo Harada, which is going to be in the Valiant Fall Preview Book, and The Life and Death of Toyo Harada Ashcan. Those two will be free. This dude right here is Toyo Harada. He is the leader of the Harbinger Group. He's kind of like, I describe him as an evil Professor X. So you get those two for free. And if you want to spend some money, they have these enamel pins, the heads of some of the more popular characters in Valiant Universe. You know, Faith, Bloodshot, I think it's Shadow Man, Ninjak, Exo Manowar. Her name escapes me. It's probably down here. You also get, exclusively at Valiant Booth 1635, a brand new Exo Manowar story arc. And a lot of these things may become available at your local comic store later down the line if they don't sell out at New York Comic Con. But if you want to be certain to get them, you got to go or pay somebody who is going to pick them up for you. Or eBay always works. You got Faith Dreamside. The shirts here, like I told you before, there's a Livewire. It's even branded with Valiant in New York Comic Con in the back. You don't see a whole lot of Valiant apparel. So if you're a big Valiant fan, this might be your only chance to get something with Valiant on it. The Bloodshot cap. This will probably be popular when the movie comes out with Vin Diesel. Here's the one I'm excited about. You statue and action figure collector guys. Bloodshot action figure. I can't tell you if I've ever seen another Valiant character as an action figure. It's mostly the big two, you know, with Marvel and DC. This is completely badass. It's a 1/6 scale action figure. It's by TBL League. It's very detailed from what I can tell. You even got a little cityscape here, a little sidewalk, a fire hydrant. He's got interchangeable hands. You can see he's got a plethora of different weapons and pouches and stuff you can throw on him. That is the cool one right there. Would love to have it. It's a little pricey, but for detailed action figures, that's about right. $160 for the 1/6 scale Bloodshot. Can't go wrong. Yeah, here's the enamel pins without that special backing. I guess that is the collector's part, the backing you put them on. You got a little short folio, carries, 15 to 20 of your best comics. Usually if you're going to a con to get stuff signed, don't be that dude who takes like a little wagon or a little pull cart that has hundreds and hundreds of stuff that he's getting signed. Dude, you're just labeling yourself as a flipper. Everybody knows what you're doing, and I don't like that. Get it for yourself. Don't get it to flip. So yeah, if you're going to get stuff signed, you put your 15 or 20 comics in here. You go to your different artist. That way, you make sure that they don't get damaged. It's a hard case. Great way to carry your comics around without them getting all dinged up. For home, you can store it in this Valiant comic box, short box. They're going all out. You have Valiant coffee mugs that are the heads of their different characters. Plushies. They even have a game. Ninjak versus Valiant Universe card game. That actually looks like the Jason David Frank model right there for Bloodshot. And that looks like the dude they use for Ninjak. So yeah, this looks like it's based off of the web series. I haven't heard anyone play this game yet. Maybe we can get it and make a how to play video for it. Bloodshot t-shirt. I love this picture here, especially with the back with his name on it. It even goes up to XXL, so big dudes like me can get a shirt that fits. You got a Livewire shirt, Property Valiant High. They had a Valiant High comic book dealing with those guys in high school, more kitty related. Exo Manowar, Valiant Trucker's hat, and a bandana with looks like just about every character from the Valiant universe. Those are some of the things you can pick up from the Valiant booth 1635 at New York Comic Con. Some are exclusive, some I'm sure will be available later on. More comic book news. The Magicians. It started as a trilogy of books. They developed it into a TV show, and here I describe it as it's Harry Potter for adults. It's a magic school, a university basically, and it is where these people with magical abilities go to learn how to hone their talent. I've watched all of them so far. I love the show. I haven't read the books yet. I might be downloading the audiobooks to see how close. Supposedly the show is really close to the books. Written by Lev Grossman. They have decided to make a comic book. Or actually a series of comic books. Boom Studios is jumping in on this. Boom Studios is buying up a ton of big properties. They have, I know they just picked up Firefly, Buffy, Abbott, Met Cadet U, Grass Kings, and Bone Parish. Boom Studios, if I remember correctly, also has the WWE license right now. So they're making moves to grab some more market share themselves. The first Magicians comic book they're putting out will be the Magicians Alice's story. You're going to get a little bit of the Alice's history before she comes to Breakbills, which is the magical university. And they're telling it from the viewpoint of Alice rather than Quinn, her boyfriend, Quinn Coldwater. Most of the show is dealt with from his point of view, except for this past season they kind of branched out a little bit. And you're going to find out what happens when they decide they want to go live in the magical land of Fillory. It's not all fun and games in Fillory. There's a lot of stuff they didn't know about. So the Magician's Alice's story will be coming out in July 2019. You'll be able to pick that up. If you like the movie, you're going to probably love the comic book. If you pick up the comic book and you like it, then I suggest you go watch the series. It is very well written and acted. I told you the other day about a new mystery Pokemon that as of yet was unnamed. The one that had like a little nut for a head and a body of like Ditto. They've given it a name. They've actually told you it is a mythical Pokemon named Meltan. Meltan? Meltan. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. is in Pokemon Go. Supposedly, he's going to have some kind of big thing to do with the Pokemon Go Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, which is on Nintendo Switch. They're really working together. Something about you'll be able to trade your Pokemon out from Pokemon Go into the Let's Go games. We'll see. That's an excellent idea. Great way to promote both games. You know, catch them in Pokemon Go and then port them over to your Nintendo Switch and play with them there. Why not? So yeah, we have a name for that mythical dude now. That's his picture right there. That's Meltan. Okay, I threw this in here because I know nerds like us like to eat, so I'm going to let you guys know Red Lobster is giving away free lobster pizzas today. Now, I don't want you guys running in there and just trying to grab a pizza and leaving. That's not how it works. It's free when you buy two adult entrees. It's a lobster and langostino pizza. I don't know what langostino is. Sounds good. Just the name sounds good. So your two adult entrees, you can grab that pizza and take it home with you. They're saying it rings in at 700 calories. I'm guessing that's for the whole pizza. That's not bad, really. It's been on the Red Lobster menu for a while. If you don't want that, they are also doing the endless shrimp deal, where you can get garlic shrimp, hand-breaded shrimp linguine Alfredo, and they added this year sesame ginger grilled shrimp and crunchy fiesta shrimp. So if you're a big seafood fan like I am, you can go Red Lobster and get the two adult entrees, you and a friend, or you and a significant other, and take the pizza home for later. You guys are welcome. That was the last article I have for you guys today. Oops. And let me just resize myself. Put me right there in the middle. All right, I hope you guys got all the nerdy news that you can use. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell so you get notified whenever we put up a new video. If you're listening on podcast, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Give me one of these, the thumbs up. One of those. Yeah. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.